Thank you, Hilary. And again, my name is Ramesh Buyarapu. I am part of R&D team, cotton R&D team at Corteva AgriScience, which is agricultural division of Dow DuPont. And today I am going to present a little bit more. Again, phytogen is part of Corteva AgriScience, and I am going to put some information together of what is our experience with Fusarium res 4, phytogen's experience with Fusarium res 4 in both PMAS, as well as what is our approach, how we screen our germplasm, or how we breed our PMA material resistant material. At the same time, what is our approach towards bringing this resistance to the upland germplasm. So I think from the previous speakers, we have seen that this is Fusarium is a widely available disease across the globe, and especially within the United States, there are multiple nominal races have been identified. They go all the way from race 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, and many unnamed genotypes. And it's, again, I am going to call it as a FOV. Fusarium oxysporum ras infectum, which is this soil-borne fungus that is causing this disease in cotton. And most of these races are, other than race 4, most of these other races are associated with nematode infection that kind of give an entry point for causing the infection or for the pathogen to enter into the host and cause the symptomologies. And here you can see the typically, the symptoms typically shown as like a seedling death. You can see there are no plants here in the field, and a lot of times it is, again, as I mentioned, with nematode infection. This is the same plant root which has root knot nematode infection on it, and when you cut open, you will also the Fusarium infection on them. And again, the typical symptoms will be like, you know, leaf epinasty, which is like drooping, and vascular staining and stand loss are the triangle stages are the common symptoms associated with the Fusarium res 4 infection. Coming to Fusarium res 4, and again, it is initially detected in U.S. cotton in California around 2001. And since it has spread to major cotton producing counties, especially like Fresno, Tulare, Kern and Kings in San Joaquin Valley. And the virulence with especially for this pathogen is like it does not need any nematode infection, and it could be both like, you know, soil borne and seed borne. Here you can see an aerial image. A lot of times the disease is spread through the agronomic practices, and you can see, just like Jim was mentioning earlier, based upon for irrigation or like the way they cultivate, you can see that this is spread in those areas. Basically, the spore inoculums transfer from one part of the field to the other parts of the field. And again, the stand loss is very detrimental, especially if you plant a susceptible variety. And again, the spores, the Chlamydia spores, can survive for a longer time, and there are no effective means to eradicate this pathogen from the soil. And this race 4 is becoming a great concern because the most upland, especially in the upland growing areas, because most of the cultivars do not have any resistance. And again, coming to the in San Joaquin Valley, like as previously mentioned, that the methods of dispersion dispersal for this pathogen is a movement of the infested soil. And again, typically as they've shown as small spots or circular spots, and then spread to the other parts of the field in the orientation of the movement of the farming equipment or irrigation. And since 2001, where it is just identified at fewer locations, then quickly by 2005 and 2006, a large number of locations have been identified infested with the Fusarium res 4. And until that period, around that period, we have developed internally a variety called Phytogen 800 Pima, which is a resistant cultivar, and also the other Acala cultivars that are moderately resistant help to reduce the basically the yield losses in subsequent years. And strict quarantine practices such as sanitation of the equipment and other management practices, especially that are enforced in California, help to reduce the dispersal outside California. And you can see that typically, like here, the resistant plant where the when you see the vascular staining, there is no symptomology. But if you grow a susceptible plant, you can see the discoloration. And again, at Phytogen, like we have been having a robust Pima breeding program, and have been developing the improved varieties since early 1990s. And through Phytogen's advanced strain testing program in between 2001 and 2004, Phytogen 800 has been launched for commercial production and available for the growers in 2004. And this is the one of the first variety commercially available that is resistant to the Fusarium race 4. And it has not only just have the Fusarium race 4, but it has the exceptional fiber quality and all other Pima qualities that gives the best advantage for the growers. And since then, we have been using as this as a genetic source for breeding our Pima varieties and also bringing this FOV resistance to the other new improved Pima varieties. And here is Joel Mayhill. He is one of the Pima breeder at Corteva Agri Science, and he has developed this variety in early 2000s. This variety, and here you can see a clear demonstration of a Fusarium infested location where Phytogen 800 has do not have any spots, whereas the susceptible variety planted shows those circular spots basically damaged because of the race 4 in California. And again, we during this development process, basically the other talks mentioned, vascular staining and foliar rating are the typical ratings that we have taken and in the field testing program. And our susceptible check was DP744 and resistant check was Phytogen 800. And in most of this, Phytogen 800 shows the very highly resistant symptomology, whereas the DP744 shown higher susceptibility. And again, I would like to give an overview like how we use this genetic source and how we are trying to transfer this resistance from the Phytogen 800 to other other material that we are getting within the Pima. And here we have we were using multifaceted approaches to develop these improved cotton varieties, and which includes the stringent selection of the parents that were used in the crosses for the FOV race 4 resistance. At the same time, bigger screening of the populations for the FOV race 4 resistance. And also we are applying the molecular breeding approaches for selection that will complement to accelerate the this population screening as well as advancing the lines quickly. And also the external collaboration has been a key component for our strategy for developing this FOV race 4 resistance cultivars. And again, historically we had been working with Dr. Mike Davis at UC Davis, who is retired right now, and also Dr. Bob Huttmacher at University of California Extension, and also recently Dr. Margaret Ellis at Fresno State. And also we have internal testing capabilities for screening this FOV race 4 resistance in different germplasm. And he is one of our agronomist and Pima breeder, Tim Anderson, has actually developed or enabled capabilities for screening large-scale germplasm within the greenhouse. And I will be just giving you a little bit of overview of what the typical process includes in screening this germplasm. And again, a lot of this information is gathered from Dr. Mike Davis early part of that previously. And again, the inoculum culture, when Dr. Mike Davis used to have his cultures, he used to store them basically like in Whatman papers, different strains, and those strains usually grown into a petri dish initial culture, and then these spores, basically conidia spores, will be used to grow them into more plates, and then they will be harvested to separate the conidia from these petri dishes. Basically the medium that uses it is potato dextrose medium, and essentially you will harvest once you wash off all the conidia from these cultures. You will be getting a conidial suspension which will be containing the both microconidia and microconidia. And again, this will be normalized to the spore count of 10 to the power of 6, and they are usually used for our inoculation process in the greenhouse. And in the inoculation process, we will be having like large-scale screening populations that will be both different germplasm that we are in the breeding process. And they typically, again, I'm sharing a little bit of the Dr. Mike Davis approaches. Typically, the plants are taken out of these flats that are holding these plants and washed off the roots to remove all the soil. And basically, there will be first washer rains, and then there is a second water rains to remove any dirt in those soils, and to make sure that the plants have clean roots, and they are basically incubated in a Fusarium res 4 inoculum for 4 minutes, which has a 10 to the power of 6 spore count. And they will be typically replanted, and again it's a laborious process. They are replanted into the bigger pots so that we can verify further disease symptomologies. And typically, like these are done at anywhere like 2 to 3 weeks when the true leaves are emerging, and during that stage we inoculate, and any week, 6 weeks after the inoculation, we will try to see the symptomology and score them. And again, the first symptomologies that we'll externally without, because a lot of the times the Fusarium res 4 screening includes a destructive phenotyping. Basically, you need to split open the plant to see the vascular staining. But without destroying the plants, on the outside, you can see the foliar symptoms, which can include like the healthy plants where there is no epinasty symptoms. Basically, the leaves will not be drooping, and the leaves that are on the plant, they will be perpendicular to the stem, and they will be rated as 0. And if you have less than 5% of foliar wilt, and you will start to see the epinasty or the drooping on the leaves. And similarly, the 5 to 25%, the rating scale of 2, and you will start to see some yellowing in the plants, and also at this point of time, the leaves will be parallel to the stem rather than perpendicular. And as you grow into the foliar rating of 3, you will be having actually leaves will be turning inward towards the stem, and you will have more than 25 to 50% of foliar symptoms. And you will also have stunted growth and also yellowing clearly seen on most of the leaves. And at a rating of the 4, you will see more greater than 50% most of the times when it is 4, it is dead plant. And similarly, the for vascular rating, again, if it is a clear root, just like here, we will be having the rating of 0. And you can see the same both vertical section as well as the horizontal sections of these stems. At the same time, when we have the vascular staining happening, we will try to rate them in the scale of 0 to 4, 0 being the highly resistant, 4 being the susceptible. And as you see here, the staining increases as the rating scale goes up. So again, through this optimization of different screening techniques, we have accelerated developing the other PIMA varieties within our phytogen program to launch industry-leading the PIMA varieties which have the highest higher yield potential as well as the fiber quality. In 2009, we released Phytogen 802 Roundup Ready Flax, and in 2013, Phytogen 811, and in 2016, 881. And we have two additional varieties up for release that are currently in our testing program for 2020. And so now I would like to switch a little bit gears from PIMA to the uplands. Again, the recent confirmation of the res 4 infestation, especially in the southern parts of the Texas, has necessitated how to basically like identification of the resistance sources as well as development of resistance in the upland cotton. I think this is one of the picture Dr. Jones and Don Jones shared me that happened in El Paso area, El Paso County in Texas, that has kind of, you see that there is no plants surviving on the infested field because longer rows. So just like Dr. Jim Wolby has shown one picture, you will see longer rows without no plants, no yield. So this this kind of created an industry level concern for the fusarium risk for resistance, especially in the upland growing regions. And at Phytogens, we have been developing or developed molecular breeding approaches to develop the native host tolerance for RES4. And I would like to talk a little bit more about the mode of resistance that we had in Phytogen 800. And we have developed internally the, again, discovery. We have a native trait discovery program where we try to identify the different germplasm for various traits of interest and try to identify the genetic control mechanisms associated with those germplasm for those traits of interest and try to use them effectively in our breeding program so that we can accelerate our germplasm development approaches. And we used a F2 segregating population that is between Phytogen 800 and another upland line, 98M2983, which is susceptible to RES4. And the population was genotyped using custom infinium array internally developed at Dow AgroSciences. And we have collected the both foliar as well as vascular rating. And phenotypic segregation initially revealed, especially at the vascular level, you can see the higher resistant plants compared to the susceptible plants as the rating scale goes down. A major gene, possibly a few other minor genes, might be controlling the resistance in our germplasm. And we have the phenotypic data and genotypic data, and we try to associate the markers that are associated with this resistance. And we see a major gene control again being identified in chromosome 17 from the Phytogen 800 that has contributing for the resistance. This is the red graph is for the vascular wilt as well as the for foliar rating. We have both co-segregate in the same region of the interest for this resistance in Fusarium RES4. So I would like to talk a little bit about research excellence in Corteva, because we have been focusing not only just the RES4, but we have the enhanced emphasis on our native host tolerance across our breeding program that could help the growers to combat various diseases and pests. And in the innovation and execution by multiple R&D teams, enabled the integration of the native host tolerance from various different sources of resistance into our different varieties that we are advancing in our breeding program. And I will just few examples that we would like to give is like, you know, the arcane resistance. You can see a clear demonstration where, using the molecular breeding approaches, we are able to bring the arcane resistance into our material. And also when do not have resistance, you can see the clear distinction how the varieties perform relatively better for these diseases. At the same time, we have achieved a level of excellence where we could able to transfer from other species the resistance of the resistance for the root knot came from the another upland species, basically Gossypium hirsutum, and then we are able to transfer into our other elite lines, upland lines, from hirsutum to the hirsutum. But whereas in case of our reniform nematode resistance, we are able to transfer it from GB713, and the plant that you are seeing here is Inca GB713, which is grows like a tree and doesn't even flower in US environments. But using the molecular breeding approaches, we are able to produce a variety that yields and performs really well in our reniform infested fields. And again, our goal has been is developing industry-leading cotton varieties with native host tolerance along with the other trait packages in order to realize, enhance, and protect the yield gain for the cotton growers. So with that, a summary of the information, internally at Phytogen, we have been launching various GMO trait packages as well as native trait tolerance packages, and White Strike 3 to provide the insect tolerance analyst for the herbicide protection, and all our analyst varieties will be having a bacterial blight resistance, and also all the upcoming varieties will be having the root knot nematode resistance, and going forward we will be having a reniform and fusarium RES4 in our plants as well. And again, at this point of time, we are confident to say that from our internal screening ability, we have transferred some of this resistance in the Pima varieties into upland, some of the pre-commercial or early varieties in uplands that could be available for our internal testing program or breeding testing program. So that the plants that have and they have been tested to have this comparable level of resistance as in our Phytogen 800. So with that, we have a great team working. I would like to acknowledge all our team at Corteva as well as our collaborators at UC Davis and Fresno State.